Welcome to Part 3, Admired, Taft v. Roosevelt, The Fight for the Republican Party. After less than 1 year in office, Taft already faced two major public outcries. The first concerned the Payne-Aldrich Tariff Act of 1909. Taft campaigned on a progressive promise to lower the tariff, but allowed the old guard Republicans to effectively raise the tariff. The second outcry concerned the firing of Chief Forester Gifford Pinchot. Pinchot's firing solidified the public opinion that Taft was anti-conservationist and anti-Roosevelt. Taft's predecessor's strong popularity and the growing insurgent progressive movement within the Republican Party made Taft increasingly unpopular. While Roosevelt believed that the executive is the steward of the public welfare, Taft believed Roosevelt had inflated the power of the executive branch to accomplish this ideal. Taft attempted to reduce executive power by deflecting power back to the legislative branch. He in turn left his administration's fate to Congress. After Taft took office in March 1909, Roosevelt quickly removed himself from the American political scene, leading an African expedition sponsored by the Smithsonian. This separation left Roosevelt almost completely unaware of his successor's actions. In late December 1909, Pinchot would write to Roosevelt in Africa to inform him that, quote, "the tendency of the administration thus far, taken as a whole, has been directly away from the Roosevelt policies," end quote. Pinchot offered Roosevelt a 16-point rebuke, which included points about Taft's limitation of executive power, Taft's alignment with special interests, Taft's failure to support the insurgent Republicans, and Taft's threat to conservation. When Pinchot wrote this letter, he was still the chief forester. Taft would fire Pinchot in early January 1910, sending a shockwave throughout the country and to Roosevelt in Africa. Roosevelt wrote to Pinchot in March, criticizing Taft and consoling Pinchot. Roosevelt requested Pinchot join him in Europe as he, quote, "wished to see him before he, in even the smallest degree, committed himself," end quote. Would Roosevelt commit himself to the growing insurgency in the Republican Party? It would be Pinchot who would meet with Roosevelt on April 11th in Europe to bring Roosevelt, quote, "up to date," end quote. Pinchot noted that his meeting with Roosevelt, quote, "lasted nearly all day until about 10:30 p.m. and was one of the best and most satisfactory they had ever had," end quote. Pinchot relayed to Roosevelt that Taft was dismantling his legacy and convinced the former president of the necessity for him to re-enter the American political scene. While Roosevelt would deliver what some call the most radical speech ever given by a former president on August 31, 1910, a speech written overwhelmingly by Pinchot, Roosevelt would remain rather secluded until early 1912, when he committed himself to challenging his successor for the Republican nomination. Leading up to Roosevelt's decision, Pinchot would serve as the unofficial liaison between Roosevelt and the insurgent branch of the Republican Party, working to convince Roosevelt that the insurgent Republicans needed his popularity and that his popularity could carry him to victory. While he was largely more popular than Taft, a biased nomination process in favor of the incumbent denied Roosevelt the Republican nomination. In response, Roosevelt would launch and run under the progressive Bull Moose Party. Although Democrat Woodrow Wilson won the election with a plurality of the popular vote, Roosevelt received more popular votes and significantly more electoral votes than Taft, representing a small victory in defeat. In all, Gifford Pinchot played a consequential role in leading the opposition to the Taft administration and recruiting Roosevelt to challenge his handpicked successor.